at Sandra Stevens, among those evacuated in the face of those oncoming flames. She spoke to CTV. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling. It's off about 67 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott from the studios of KCNR 1460 in Ground Zero of the Renaissance of Reading right here on Market Street. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't think I could do that, did you?
I'm going to start live streaming again and just have a camera of the chaos.
You didn't think I could do that, did you?
I came
right, slid across the table and got to the microphone.
Took me back to my earliest days of radio when Johnny Logan would come screaming in his Ford Fiesta and hit the table just in time to start the record.
I tell you what, if I hit a Ford Fiesta, it would be so embarrassing. I don't know if I could do that or not.
It's possible to Tokyo drift a Ford Fiesta before the term was even popular.
I Tokyo drifted a Harley a few times. Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, a little bit more on the volumes there. Wait a second.
Let's see which one you've got.
Three.
Yeah, I don't know what happened last night, but every headphone was in a different place.
I didn't want to know
last
why.
Last night, well, I'll tell you why. Because it was Radio Wasteland last night.
The aliens were here.
The aliens were in here. Who knows what's going on that one? Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay.
Okay, currently 66 degrees in the downtown studios. How is everybody this morning? Our highs today, 99. My gosh, we're under the triple digits. What are we? Hallelujah there. Tonight, mostly clear with the lows of around 65. Tomorrow calls for a high of 99. And now we go back up to 100 on Thursday. Friday calls for about 103. Saturday, 106. So just kiss the ground these next 3 days, right? And then Sunday, 107. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. I have a question about the weather. I need a little bit more volume in the headphones. I don't know.
Okay, Bob, can you help us with that? Okay,
just
here's the weather.
Okay, so what's brought by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. It says number 3 on the headphone. There we go. That's perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Do you feel...
They must have good ears.
Do you feel that when it's hot, like it has been, that people are moody?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I do. Why? Are you asking me? Well yes,
no,
I do.
No, I just want to know if you see in a store or if the clients or, you know, people who are usually, do you see the disposition change? And I'm asking everybody who's listening, just like, you know, when you have the winter blues. And I had a conversation yesterday with somebody who I like very much, who really seemed to have the facts down that there's melatonin or something that happens in the sun rays with something that is very much like that affects people in the way that it would when you have the blues from not getting enough sun.
Well, of course, the sunlight stimulates your vitamin D production. In fact, that's one of the side effects of a sunburn is vitamin D toxicity. So I would imagine that elevated levels, if you're not used to it, might have a physiological effect. By the way, Shasta Lake still 17 feet down and, in fact, becoming a matter of concern.
You heard Kevin Kelly yesterday.
Yeah, they're keeping Shasta Lake throttled back because they're having to let everything out of Oroville right now.
Right, because there's so much of a snow
right
runoff.
Into the Sacramento watershed, which, of course, has effects downstream. But now there's concern if they don't have about 50 feet or more of headroom by the time the rains start, we could have a problem.
Well, have we ever thought that
losing control of that water
is the sack close enough to the legislature down there? I mean, if you turned it all loose at one time, it could wash them away.
Certainly would make a mess down in that delta. Yeah.
I need you to. Could you just explain why it is of concern? I want to.
Okay, let's do the math. During last winter, Shasta Lake came up over 100 feet during the course of the winter. If you've only got 30 feet of room left to the top of the dam and another wet winter hits, where does
they're
it
gonna,
go?
They're going to be dumping water. They're going to be dumping tons of water. I mean, you know what? We're talking about. What did you say that one day? They were dumping the equivalent of like 1,000 Olympic-sized pools second or something like that. I mean, it was that much was going out. And if you think about it, if we still having to dump 40 feet of water, if we have another winter like that, the sack's going to be as high as it's ever been, and it's going to be like that for months or for weeks at least.
Well, the reason I wanted to break it down is because we've not been in a situation that I'm aware of that we've had to empty the lake.
Or at least that much of it.
We need to get some of it down in order to make room for it.
I would imagine it.
We still have lots of summer left.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking if it's losing 2 million gallons a day. Which,
just an evaporation.
Just an evaporation or around that amount. That by the time September, October happens, I want the water to be as big as it can until the day that Holiday Harbor stops.
It is dropping roughly 1/2 foot per day at this rate right now. There's still about 3,400 cubic feet every second coming in. They're releasing not quite 9,000. So,
if it's dropping a foot a day, then you're telling me in 30 days it's going to be. Oh, okay, we said a foot.
About half a foot.
Oh, half a foot. Mm. Okay, got it.
Peculiar radio signals emerge from nearby star. Some very particular signals have been noticed coming from a star just 11 light years away, scientists in Puerto Rico say. The mystery has gripped the internet as speculation mounts about the potential for a discovery of alien life on the red dwarf star known as Ross 128.
Well,
despite the best attempts of astronomers to put such rumors to rest.
Well, it's kind of interesting because the radio signals are reruns of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. And the part about Sergeant Preston may not be true, but the signals were.
Since the signals are likely too dim to be picked up by other radio telescopes in the world, Mendez said the scientists at the Arecibo Observatory joined the astronomers from SETE, which is close by, you guys.
SETE, they were just here.
Would use the Allen Telescope Array and the Green Bank Telescope
Pet Creek
to observe the star for a second time late Sunday.
Did they see anything? What are you going to be seeing anyway? How can you see anything from 11 light years away?
Well, when you're dealing with
11 light years away, that's a long time. But the telescopes are those are those aren't telescopes they're looking at. Are they just aiming that array of big dishes at it to see if they can pick something up?
I would hasten to add that we do not yet have the optics to directly observe another planet-sized body at that range. What we can observe is the known effects of the gravitational pull and the very slight light increase as a planet crosses across the face of its particular sun. We do not directly observe the planet, but we can see its effects.
Wow, Bob.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
you know, you never cease to amaze me. He comes up with this weird bump music that's rap. I never want to hear Vanilla Ice again.
I love
First
Vanilla
of all,
Ice.
I don't care what he sings or what. I never want to hear Vanilla Ice again. But then you come up with stuff like this that is just like, wow.
So, Linda, should I play
Linda's
nothing but
bright.
Three-chord rock forever?
No, I like to play Vanilla Ice. You know, he's doing like a makeover television thing now, Vanilla Ice, Flops Houses.
Flops Houses?
Flops. Sunday night traffic has been a major headache for travelers trying to cross New Jersey to New York, if you've not heard about that. A full closure of the Bayonne Bridge created conditions that have been described as insane. During an exclusive report, one of the guys say that it was like one big parking lot on Sunday night. It was so bad, the mayor decided to stream the madness. It's just endless, he said. Twitter used caller conditions in New Jersey Turnpike apocalyptic and insane.
Well, you know what that's like when you get stuck on California Street. And there's a light there, and you have to wait to the light, and then because we have traffic knot. We got to take a break because I'm going to come back. I want to hit some things that are happening in our city, especially before the city council meeting tonight. They're going to be voting on Pete Hansen coming back. and this is strange. This is hard for me because I like and I admire Pete Hansen. I mean, as an officer, a man that put his life on the line for us for so many years. But I have a real tough time with him coming back and for the reasoning that he's coming back under these conditions. And I want to talk about that and hear what you think also. I mean, I mean, the people I talk to, a lot of times they're the businesses and the people that say this won't say it out loud, though. And well, why don't you say that? Well, you know, it's just not, you know. So, anyway, it's a quarter after right here at Free Fire Radio. It's 67 degrees, going up to 99 today. I can't believe it. 99. That feels so good already. I mean, I just can't wait till it gets to 99 so I can run around outside.
Cold snap.
A cold snap like that. And I'm meeting my friend Hubert today at a restaurant, at one of our favorite restaurants, because we can gorge ourselves for one
price.
Oh,
boy, I know which one you're talking
about.
Okay,
hey, we're going to be right back after these messages.
August 2nd, Discover Health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Care event is on August 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 2nd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Celebrating wellness and preventative health care is better at the river.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest rank large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com. When we sleep together,
side by side, you and I gonna win forever. Hey, welcome let's back, sweetheart.
Forever. Let's party forever.
Everything is awesome. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool. We are having a Redding City Council meeting tonight. Everything is awesome.
Is this the new Redding
Everything
song?
Everything is awesome.
Oh, hey. It's electronic on top okay. of that, you know.
You know what?
Handmade.
Good morning. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 67 degrees, going up to 99 today. Weather report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson. Tried to open up in Redding. Oh, went down to Anderson. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Just great people over there. As we have great people up here, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. If you're going to have any, if you're going to have in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, call Sharon Clark at 226-8350 because she is the one. She is the one that has the best place in town, the best people in town to take care of your loved ones. Home Helpers right here in Reading. All right. Tonight is the Reading City Council. One of the things we're going to talk about is bringing back Pete Hansen. Pete Hansen, as you know, was the police chief. He was a member of our police force for many years, took over from Leonard Modi. Everything crashed about the time he came on. Not his fault. I'm talking about the economy. Pete left after 2.5 years. They thought he was going to be here much longer, but he left after 2.5 years, maybe three at the most, 2.5. And so then he was replaced by Rob Peletti, whom I believe he had something to say about his replacement. Pete left, went up to Washington, and has been, I guess, living a good life up there, as he should. He deserves it.
At $1,700 a month, he'll be living a better one.
$1,700 a month. $1,700 a month.
$17,000 a month, is that what it
says? I think
says?
It comes out to around $16,000 a month. So he's coming back here at about $16,000 a month to take over for 4 months. And when you ask, and they're going to vote on that today. Should we spend that $16,000 a month? On having Pete Hansen here, or maybe perhaps, you know, renting cops to run, you know, renting, you know, rent people, rent security to go up and down the river trail. So you'd have presence all the time there. So you could relieve other officers to go do something else. Or how about using that to hire part-time people, you know, to get people trained into a community service that are volunteers. Or, you know, or retired police or retired military to do that. But we're going to have Pete come back at $16,000 a month for 4 months or five. What if it takes five? Or is Pete coming back to – I don't think he's coming back to apply for police chief. I wouldn't think he'd do that. But here's my thing. Eric and Roger, the captains down there at the Reading Police Department, are just, I think, outstanding individuals, either one of them. And to say that they can't handle the extra work from the chief that take over the chief's duties, which – he delegates a lot of that stuff anyway, if I remember right. So how much does he have to do? Because that's the way you do things. You delegate, and then you're there to make sure it happens. I mean, you know, it's the way it is. I can't help but think if they split those duties up and you pay them overtime, that we're going to save money, and we're going to, you know, we don't have some, you know, or because we're going to have to pay his, we're going to have to pay him moving down here. Barry Tippin said in this office and said there would not be, they would not charge for there would not be per diem. He sat right here and said that. There would not be per diem, okay? And it's still not clear why he wants him down here. But I'm sure he will elucidate that tonight at the city council. But what do you think? I've got people writing in here what they think. Hansen coming back is a joke. Nice guy, but why in the world would we be spending $17,000 a month when we are in a budget crisis like we are? Because I don't know if the city council really realizes that we're in a budget crisis or that we have a problem here. Two of them do because they've been hit with recall. Now, recall, is that a good idea? I never sign recall petitions. Of course, we don't sign anything here at KCNR because you're taking sides. That's why we don't go to political meetings. When I say political meetings, if meet and greet the candidates and all that, because you've got to keep yourself above that. We do not ever, unless it's like the estate, like for Dally.
You'll endorse issues, but not individuals.
Issues, but not people. Yeah. Not people, because, you know, we try to stay away from that. So I can see why they're doing the recall. I see the arguments against it. So but it's going to continue. They're going to try and get those 9,000 or 10,000 signatures. However, by the time they get it finished and get it on the ballot, it'll be February. I think what the recall people do, maybe I should have the recall people on Thursday. In fact, Dale Ball and Angie Watson, I'm inviting you right now to come here Thursday morning at 8 o'clock and tell us, you know, you've got the paper coming out against you. You've got other people saying it's silly. Why? And, you know, and I think another part of why and specifics of what could be done. What specifics could be done by the two new people? And give us an idea who these people are. I mean, you know, the people that, I mean, obviously your thought, you know, you can't just take somebody off and expect somebody to run, right? I mean, that's not the way it's done.
Do you save the ship by running it up on the rocks?
Yeah. Well, maybe sometimes you do. Maybe you do.
That's
because
the judgment.
You know what? You know what? The ship's sinking. And I'm going to run it up on the rocks. I'm going to destroy a lot of the ship, but I'm going to save the crew, or I'm going to save the cargo there. Okay. Last thing.
You want to talk about?
I want to talk real quickly
about drama.
Well, and then I just want to take a couple minutes. Brent Weaver says that the Stillwater grand jury's report on Stillwater, or the grand jury's report on Stillwater, is flawed.
Oh.
He said it's flawed.
Okay.
That it is being managed. It's being managed by people in the city and the city working for the city manager. They are finding out how much Stillwater is worth. They're doing a study right now on that. And there is more than they've been saying. It's cost $23 million. Yes, it's more than $23 million, but it's less than the $40 million.
We read the grand jury report?
Yeah, it's out there. It's online right now.
Okay.
And the question is on who builds infrastructure. When you got somebody new coming in here, are they going to pick up the cost for the new infrastructure, or is the city going to pick it up? Anyway, what it got down to was kind of one of those things, just like they did for the last time they came out with something. Is the city says nope, you're just wrong. So I'm not sure if the grand jury is getting bad information or if the city just refuses to face facts.
Hmm.
There's the question.
So is there going to be another, what do you call it?
She said thing. You know what I mean?
Will they do another second, like a follow-up, another grand jury next year?
Well, you know what? And the next grand jury can say, okay, you said this. Now let's hear what Stillwater's doing. Right now, Stillwater's sitting out there with nobody on it. And, you know, and somebody said to me yesterday, well, what do you want to do, plow it up and turn it into a pasture? And I thought about that for a second. And I said, no, probably not. Not yet. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact is, the only money we were making off it was when Glenn Hawes was grazing his cattle out there.
Why can't it be, again, everybody's got some kind of idea, but why can't that be a secondary jail space?
Well, okay. And
State of California.
Well, for one thing, we don't have the money to build it, but just say we did.
A
holding facility. I kind of like that idea. You put it out there on the on that southwest portion next to Vince Stevenson's land, and you put the holding. You put that out there where they pick them up and bring them out there and book them, and then let them work their way back into town. I think that's a good idea.
And finally, this is something that's just, you know, it's not political, but it is kind of about bankruptcy. Across the country, women are offering to loan their wedding dresses to brides who have been left dressless. Amid a popular wedding dress retailer filing for bankruptcy and closing its stores. Oh, my.
After people have already bought their dresses, so now they don't have dresses.
60 of its stores in 1,400 locations worldwide that sells its product filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. The liquidation in Florida, where it's based, on social media, many brides who said they already ordered their dresses wondered if they would be received or get a refund. So women across the country have been using the hashtag Alfred Angelo to offer a solution to distraught brides. Wear my dress.
Wear my dress.
Yeah. There are women are coming out like, oh, my gosh, you're welcome to borrow my dress for the day.
Well, you know what? You know, one thing that I saw, you know, that you did, you had a beautiful dress. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. And yet, I don't know where you got it. I got it locally, but it was
I'm a bargain hunter.
And that's exactly
what. And when I watch it say yes to the dress, and I look at this, these people who just have like regular jobs, and their daughters come out like, oh, it's only $8,500 for a day. I'm like, want to smack them upside the head? Get real, you know. And their mother, oh, it's hopefully it's just one time.
You know what? In today's society, you ought to buy the wash and wears. So, you know, if you need it more than once, or the kind that you can redesign.
Yes, I like that. Yes.
Some kind you can redesign, like it looks good this year, but in 5 years, what's it going to look like?
And finally, the bodies of a Swiss couple who disappeared 75 years ago in the Alps have been found at the edge of a melting glacier. Marceline and Francois Dumoulin, the parents of 7 children, went to milk their cows in a meadow in a Valais canton on August 15, 1942, then vanished without a trace. the children said, we spent our whole lives looking for them. So they said, at the one child said at the funeral, who's 75, at the funeral, I won't wear black. I think the white would be more appropriate. So what they said is that there was an altitude of 8,600 feet. She had never gone out with him to do that because she was always pregnant. And so she went with him, and then they disappeared. So
what do you think happened?
Well,
I mean, it's not. Is was a glacier
the
there?
Found were bodies next to each other, wearing clothes dating back to pre-war period, and they're saying that they were close to a ski lift, an altitude of 8,600 feet.
Well, she probably said to me, "You've gotten me pregnant again." And she whacked him.
A book, backpack, watch, and other items were taken to Lausanne Medical Institute for DNA testing. So at least they were found, is what I'm saying.
You know what? That brings closure.
Yes, it brings closure, and I think that's a kind of a great story. Imagine leaving five kids. They were all placed in homes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Separate homes, too, I bet.
I don't know, but okay. So we were all placed in homes.
All right. Hey, it's 7:31. We're going to take a break here. It's 67 degrees. It's probably closer to 70, going up to 99 today. It is still so hot. You don't want to leave anything in your car that you want to have, you know, alive when you come back. And I just saw two articles. A child left in a car in San Antonio. And a police or service dogs left in cars.
Oh, no.
People are crashing there in there. Now, you know what? People are just – but leaving your child there. Hey, here's something. If you've got a child in a car seat in the back seat, take a bear or something from that child and put it up in the front seat. So when you see that, it'll remind you have a child in the back seat. Just something simple like that. 7:32, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 and ground zero of the changes in Reading here. They're going to be building all along here. They're tearing down the sheriff's office today. The old one, not the new one. It's set up for demolition. Everybody's looking at me. No. He's okay. Sheriff's okay. You know, Camille's running
the
show.
It's going to be more of a bulldozer, not an implosion thing, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's not too big. But it's a bulldozer thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be like a... Like,
an implosion. An implosion would be cool.
Yeah, it would be nice to watch fall down in there. Anyway, yes, that's what's happening out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California. That's right. It teaches in 28 counties and working for 29 right now, Northern Firearms. Not only is it CCW, but it's also advanced pistol, basic pistol, defensive pistol, tactical rifle, shotgun, and more. All of this offered at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out online at readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822 there, Ted Lighty's place.
Don't forget, in Turtle Bay, they still have the mythic creatures, dragons, unicorns, and mermaids that will be going on this summer. And Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. If you've not been out to Turtle Bay, those are some fabulous things to do. That goes to August 20th. But the mythic creatures is pretty cool. And then coming up soon will be the Dignity Health Presents Damned the Bridge. Anyway, there's all kinds of wonderful things that happen that go on out at Turtle Bay. You've got the museum, the gardens, the forest camp, lots of daytime camps too for kids. We have a great treasure in Turtle Bay.
And you know what? A family package there is $80, I believe, and that's good for all year for you. Adults and four children. They don't even have to be your four children. You can go on out there. It's a great thing. We'll have Turtle Bay in later. Hey, people are saying things like, I think Stillwater should be made a mitigation bank. Haas has done a good job of that. There's a lot of money in mitigation banks. I wonder if a city do that? Does that have to be a private industry? And then spending millions to tear down the sheriff's office when we have no funding plan to do anything with it. But here's the thing: is Larry Lees and when Lees and Keel were on, they have fenced off all that area. They're starting to knock down these buildings, and where there's been a lot of transients in these buildings.
Yeah, they're
going to knock
them
down. Yeah, they're going to knock them down, spread out, and they believe that the funding's going to be coming in the next year or two. So you get all that down. Now, what that means is you've got just a empty portion of downtown, but it also is getting ready. Then it'll be, I guess, you could consider it shovel ready for them to come in and then start building a new courthouse when that happens, probably in a couple years. I'm not sure if it's going to be in a couple of years, but they say it could be in a couple of years. So just sell Stillwater to a real developer. Get this over with. The city shouldn't have to be in the land business anyway. They're not in the land business. They are in the building the economy business. They believed back then when this happened, when the economy of the United States was just going gangbusters, that this was a good idea to build a business park, albeit away from the railroad, but that was okay. We had plenty of roads around here to build that, to bring in light industry. That was the idea. They thought the plan out. They'd been in the works for a while, and then they voted on it. The people that voted on it were the ones that you all voted in. Everybody, I think, probably thought it was a good idea back then. Now we're looking at it in hindsight. We're Monday morning quarterbacking it. Why they built it. Now, here's the thing is, they built it. It's there. We spent it's somewhere between $23 and $40 million on it. It's not clear yet. Brent said it wasn't 40, but it was over 23. What's $17 million, among friends? So, that's what I would be. They're asking for an audit. I didn't see that anybody addressed the fact that there should be an audit on what we've spent, how much we've spent on this, what we spent it for, and how much more do we have to spend? Is this thing finished or not? So I think, if they don't have that, they should have that money. I think they should have those facts and figures at the City Hall. I don't know if you even have to do a study on that. You should be able to go up there and say, how much does this cost us? what the money go for, and how much more are we going to spend on it? Now, the last thing about this, too, and we're going back on the recall, is I've been, you know, I'm reading things here from people that obviously are involved in the recall.
You're talking about in our, and when you say you're reading things here.
On our chat room. Hop in our chat room. If you know, there's a lot of things we don't discuss on the air because
KCNR1460.com. Go into, you have
absolutely.
To sign up to get into the chat room,
well,
and you can talk amongst yourselves.
You can come in as an anonymous.
You come in anonymous. You don't have to put your name or anything.
You
know, just
you can hide
in.
Behind your computer screen.
You know, it's okay. We don't care. Because we love you all. It said we're going to be asking. They say we, so I'm not sure who we is, but we should be. But anyway, we are the people. Over the next 8 months, all 11 unions are in a contract talks. They're going to be asking all 11 unions to take a 4-year pay freeze. Because the is the council currently strong enough to do that? So you need two candidates in there to add to a third one, like maybe Adam. They understand business and budgets. You know, here's the thing is we're all hurting out here. I mean, everybody's taking hits out here. I think we need to share that wealth. We need to share that. We need to share those hits all the way across the city government, the county government, the state government, and the federal government. Yeah. We all need to take some hits. I don't see people taking hits in everything.
There's this group that calls for more openness and transparency and all that in city government, who is not named, who says they're putting up a couple of candidates they don't want to name.
They need to name them. They need to name them, and I'll tell you why.
Here's why
they're not going to, though. I would say they're probably concerned that these people would come under so much pressure. Oh, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And it could, you know, but on the other hand, They're out there, you know, hacking away with broadswords at the other side. So, I mean, you know, it's something that is kind of like, well, who are these people? Like I said, we're going to try and get Dale Ball and Angie Watson in here on Thursday. I'll call them right after the show, even though they may be asking right now or maybe listening right now, to come on the show and let's talk a little bit more about this. Okay, enough.
No, it sounds great. You know, going online today, and you know, I couldn't sleep last night as much as I would like to have. Dog was up anyway, so I got online just because I thought, okay, I'm not sleeping. Just find out, you know, what's going on. And everything I went into what started off about Trump and his unhealthy lifestyle. I don't know, like that was the headline. Is Trump
so now
fit?
They're going after his now his, they're going after his physical
his
condition.
Physical condition.
Jeez.
And will Pence what's a word when if Pence becomes president because he's going to be impeached? I mean, I don't know. It's crazy.
You know, they better be watching about, you know what, Pence is sitting there. He's a quiet man. He's a smart man. But he is a hardcore conservative. You get Pence in there and it's going to be their worst thought. It's going to be their worst nightmare because Pence is going to turn it on because Pence knows he can win by pushing the agenda that the people want. And these Democrats so far have come up with nothing. Everybody they've run for office has lost and lost dramatically.
Well, now that's what it leads to.
And now so the only thing they've got left is character assassination.
Well, the Democratic donor class is a buzz about Kamala Harris.
Oh, you know, Feinstein said she's not ready.
The Bridgehampton event where Harris mingled with top donors and supporters of Hillary Clinton was the ultimate signal that Harris is thinking much bigger. These are like the big people from the Hamptons, you know, the big donors. Harris has become one of the party's biggest draws. She has raised upwards of $600,000 for Senate candidates. She's recently raised $227,000 in the email, but MoveOn.org, according to sources close to Harris. Anyway, so it's going to be interesting. That's from the Hill website.
I have found that the Hill comes across on both sides. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have articles that pretty much are more fair, you might say. Because I have some of my read, I go, yeah, that's good. And I read others, I go, are you kidding me? So that must mean they're doing their job.
And finally, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich issued a dire warning to Republicans on Monday, improve the economy or face cataclysmic losses in 2018, how bad Nancy Pelosi would return to the Speaker's chair. During an appearance on Fox News, Gingrich urged Republicans to focus on economic growth. He said they've got to pass by Thanksgiving and get signal into law by Thanksgiving, a very large tax cut retroactively designed back to January 1st, make sure that they have enough economic growth in 2018. He said the high focus should be getting the tax bill passed. If we don't have economic growth next year, I think we're in real danger of having Speaker Nancy Pelosi in 2019.
Well, there has been growth, though. The GNP has been going up. Where before it was stuck at 0.0 something. It has been going up under Trump.
And a Drudge report says dollar falls to a 10-month low and doubts that Trump can fulfill promises. That's one of the headlines.
Well, that's the other thing. And the other part is scroll down just a little bit right there.
Right there. You want me to open that up?
No. Just scroll down some. Most unproductive Congress in 164 years. I find that interesting, too. And that's the other thing we're going to talk about when we get back after these messages is what's going on with the GOP? You know, we smack at the Democrats a lot. But what's going on with the GOP? You know, the American people gave the GOP what they wanted. You've got the House, you've got the Senate, and you've got the President. We stood up and we pushed that in. So what have you done with it so far? Let's talk about that when we get back.
A shot in the dark, a past, lost in space. Where do I start? The past and the chase. You wanted me down like a predator.
Holiday Harbor. We've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Hey, Carl, I'm looking for a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Awesome. What are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
Thanks. I'll go try it today.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 71 degrees going up to 99 today. It's 9 minutes. Oh no, gosh, it's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 18th of July. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Reading, right here. The only full-service jewelry store in town with a watch repairman. They can do it all, design it, build it. They've got all those capabilities. You're not going to find it anywhere else in town. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:34. Just a super place to go into. And they have just a great, great selection of jewelry. State jewelry, all of it. Okay. Good morning, Henry. What do you got, buddy?
Well, good morning. You know, I've been in business a lot of years, and I'm sure Mr. Trump has been in as long as I have, much more successfully. But when you have a problem, you reduce it to the lowest possible denominator. And then you come to a conclusion after getting the best advice you can. Let's talk about pizza. If the boys in Washington wanted to order a pizza, they would probably get into an argument over whether to get pepperoni or ham. Now, if they had to do that, they would have to form at least three committees. And then they'd talk about it for 3 weeks. Then it would come back, and they would decide which company to buy the pizza from. And that would take three more committees and another 3 weeks. And they'd probably all starve to death before they got their pizza. What do you think of that?
I think you're probably right. So maybe we should have them order pizza. Order. And starve them out. No, but you're right. You know, but the thing here is let's look at the GOP that we gave everything to. They can't pass the health care bill. They can't pass the in the Senate. They can't pass it, you know, among themselves. The Democrats are sitting over there chortling because and I like to think of it, Democrats chortling because Republicans are in disarray. The one thing about the Democrats, if the ship's sinking, they're all on there going, yeah, let's all go. And they all go together, where we've got a ship that's not sinking, that it just needs some help in the rudder, and we're running around in circles with our hair on fire.
Well, you know, I'm very disappointed in the Republican Party, frankly.
Yeah, where is the leadership in the Republican Party to push something through? Now, Trump said something that absolutely made sense to me. And he said, fine, then scrap this one, get with the Democrats, and come out with something that's good. Hey, why don't they do that? You know, it's going to be some give and take here, but why can't they come up with a damn bill that can solve some of these problems? You're not going to solve all of them, but solve the majority of the problems.
Well, as far as the health care bill is concerned, if you think back to the time prior to Obamacare, there wasn't anybody that I ever remember that wanted insurance that couldn't get it some way, even a cheap policy. If people didn't have any money at all, they could go to the emergency room and be treated. And they didn't pay anything for that. Now, if they're going to do it, they ought to do away with Obamacare, vote it out, and then come up with either what we had before, or turn it over to the insurance companies, which is called free enterprise, I think, in this country, the last time I looked, and let them handle it. Well, has a lot more expertise in the insurance business than the people in Washington do.
Yeah, you know, but they also need to, you know, restrict that. You know, in capitalism and all that, but they've got a percentage on it under the Obamacare. They can only spend 15% on overhead and salary and all that.
Could still put that into a bill.
Oh yeah, and I think they can too. They can drop it probably to 12%.
Pre-existing conditions, yeah, and things like that.
That stuff's got to be there. That's right.
And that's fine. But what they're coming up with was a version of Obamacare isn't any better, I don't think, than Obamacare.
It's got nothing to do with controlling the cost of health care. It's got all to do with paying the insurance companies and the providers and the pharmaceutical companies. When are they going to put a restriction on the pharmaceutical companies, Henry?
Well, they should, but the one thing that nobody seems to mention is the fact that in Obamacare, there was a number of taxes in that bill And nobody says anything about that. And I think that's one of the reasons they don't want to do away with Obamacare, is they want to keep those taxes.
Well, I think some of those taxes were onerous, and I just, you know, that they're doing everything to see the thing about when they say, oh, look at all these millions that have lost their health care. Many of those millions have opted to not pay for health care because they're young and they don't want to pay so much a month on because, frankly, they don't want, you know, they don't use it.
Well,
they've got
catastrophic. I was young either because I didn't figure I needed it.
Well, a lot of people don't. Anyway, okay, Henry, thanks.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
You bet. Hey, we had a big fire yesterday off a hilltop up there by, gosh, where was that? Arbuckle Court and Pepper Tree. Burned a home, 9 acres.
Yeah, and we are in a critical danger period, even when the red flag warning is not out. Doesn't take much for a fire to get out of hand past initial attack and turn into a major incident. So, and I hear, I'm sorry, idiots out on power line shooting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can't get much stupider than that, or along with running power mowers and stuff in the middle of the afternoon this time of year.
I don't know. I think it was out there on out off of Placer here a couple of years ago. The guy was at 2 o'clock at noon during the drought, shooting a rifle with the sun and, and started out Texas Springs.
That was awfully close to my place.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was kind of exciting for everybody. I wonder if you had to pay for the cost of that.
You should.
Probably never happened. Okay. Wow. Hey, we got Rick Bassetti in the other room coming in. We're going to be talking about baseball. We're also going to be talking about something, a concert coming here. And if you haven't heard Six Wire, you are missing out. If you haven't heard Six Wire, you are missing out on a great band. And Linda, you know, Linda has you know, members of the band toured when they were opening, toured with them when they were opening with for Lee Greenwood and a couple others. And these, you know, this band's been it's done albums of the famous people. Plus, they've got the lead singers of Journey in Kansas. Journey, I mean, that's the guy that sings that song every time that we finish up our show with.
Steve Perry.
Steve Perry and Believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the name of it. Is that it?
I just know
what it is. I like it. So we're going to be talking about that and how great the baseball season's been here. Tomorrow we've got the sheriff coming in. And Six Wire, in fact, is going to be on the show tomorrow. They're calling in for it, but the sheriff's going to be on the show. We're going to talk about what he sees is happening here. I'm just, you know, everybody with the recall, I understand your anger here, but you've got to come up and you've got to convince people. You can't be like they're doing right now, the politicians are doing. You have to come up and say specifically, this is what we're going to do to get the money for public safety specifically, but we need 3 votes to do it.
Yeah. How many times over the past, as long as I have lived here, have I heard a candidate say, I am going to change everything?
Well, I'm going to change something. You know?
And
this thing about goals for Barry,
so far,
for Barry Tippin. Barry, here's one goal for you for public safety. We're going to break, you know, we want to reduce, you know, like I've said, burglaries by 25%. Okay, there's your goal, buddy. Go for it. And then at the end of 2 years, or at the end of 6 months, how you doing? Are you down 6%? You down 3%? Are you up 5%? Then that's a goal.
Tie his job to the goal.
Okay, we want you to cut expenditures at the city by 5%. Expenditures by 5%. There's your goal. We want you to come up with a plan for a sobering center. And with that 5% you've saved everywhere else, you put it into the sobering center. There's your plan. There's your goal. I mean, I don't and I admire the people there to help him, but you've got 12 or 13 people all coming up with 12 or 13 goals. Are they going to vote? Or each one of them is going to have their own little piece there? Anyway. Hey, and it's easy, as I've pointed out to people, for me to sit here and say that. It's easy for me to say that because I'm not doing it. On the other hand, I have watched this and railed against this for 6 years, and I've seen no change from the Board of Supervisors. I mean, there's been no change.
we still don't have places to put anybody. Today at 9 o'clock, they're supposed to be talking about it, so I may just run right over there after the show and see what this new plan is so I can talk about it tomorrow.
What's the plan?
What's the plan to put more people in the best seats? All right, we'll be right back with General Manager Rick Bassetti of Colt 45s. We're going to be talking Colt 45s and Six Wire.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he regrets the efforts in the Senate to repeal and replace Obamacare fail for now. Now he says it's time to take a different approach.
In the coming days, the Senate will take up and vote on a repeal of Obamacare combined with a stable two-year transition period as we work toward patient-centered health care.
McConnell points out that the majority of the Senate voted to pass the same bill back in 2015, but it was vetoed at the time by then-President Obama. Vice President Pence getting a warm welcome this morning as he spoke this past hour to the National Retail Federation Summit here in Washington about what he sees as a need to replace the Affordable Care Act.
Every day Obamacare survives is another day the American economy and American families struggle.
Obamacare, Pence told the crowd, has turned out to be a little more than a raft of broken promises.
You remember them? They said if you like your doctor, you could keep him. Not true. They said if you like your health insurance, you could keep it. Not true. We were told that health insurance costs would go down. That one wasn't true either.
In the House, Republicans have unveiled a 10-year budget blueprint that would dramatically increase military spending and put the GOP on record as favoring cuts to Medicare. House Speaker Paul Ryan gave the proposal a big thumbs up.
This plan will mean more jobs and more growth, a stronger national defense, real reforms to the way that the federal government serves taxpayers. We look forward to the Budget Committee continuing their action and moving this bill to the committee this week.
Relatives and neighbors are demanding answers after a Minneapolis police officer fatally shot an Australian woman who had called 911 to report what she thought was a crime in the neighborhood. Family friend Julie Reed.
She undoubtedly will be very missed. She, by the family, she was treasured and loved. And we will really miss her dreadfully.
More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
Samsung Electronics says it will recover gold and other metals in the recalled Galaxy Note 7 and retrieve components from the fire-prone phones to reduce waste. Jeremy House reports it could amount to quite a pile of materials.
The South Korean company says it'll likely retrieve 157 tons of gold, silver, cobalt, copper, and other metals from millions of smartphones that were recalled and discontinued last year after they were found prone to overheating. It didn't say how it would use the retrieved metals. Samsung officials add the phone's display modules, memory chips, camera models, and other components would be separated from the Note 7 for sales or recycling.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Chipotle says it's temporarily shutting down one of its restaurants in Virginia following reports of customers becoming ill. The company says it shut down a location in Sterling, Virginia yesterday after becoming aware of what it called a small number of reported illnesses. More on these stories from townhall.com. A new study suggests that changes to your speech could indicate you're developing thinking problems. Alzheimer's researcher Kim Mueller.
We all use different techniques to speak, like fillers. We all use that occasionally. But in this case, what we're seeing is something more severe than what's typical.
72-year-old Alan Sweet is taking part in the study. He says he's glad to do so, considering that both of his parents developed dementia as they aged.
My goal is simply to cure Alzheimer's, but to do what I can, where I can, when I can, to further the cause of Alzheimer's research.
Researchers had people describe a picture they were shown in taped sessions 2 years apart. Those with early stage mild cognitive impairments slid much faster on certain verbal skills than those who did not develop thinking problems. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at Ground Zero in the city of Reading, in the beginning of the reclamation of downtown Reading. I shouldn't say the beginning. I think we're in phase two here, because first phase was brought on by the gentleman that's sitting across from me. And we're going to talk about this in a minute, Rick Pacetti. But welcome, everybody. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here, and the weather looks like.
Currently 75 degrees in the downtown studios today. We just have under triple digits, which is, you know, hallelujah on that, at 99 degrees with our lows of 65. Tomorrow calls for a high of 98 with our lows of 65. And then we go back to the triple digit figure on Thursday, which is 100. Throughout the weekend, we get up to, oh gosh, on Sunday and Saturday, around 106. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's going to be only 99 today, but what's that like inside your house if your air conditioner's not working correctly? When it hits 106, if it is working correctly. But are the air ducts clean? Are your filters clean? Have you had it checked lately? Well, Alliance Heating and Air. Best in the North State, voted best in the North State. We can recommend Alliance Heating and Air, this veteran-owned business, with unqualified. There's nothing about the work they do that I've ever seen that's been less than top-notch professional. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and Pam, super, super people there. Okay, hey, speaking of super people, is Rick Pacetti.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning,
Linda.
Rick.
Thank you for having me.
Shadow of his former self. He's only at, I mean, you're looking like player. You're looking like your player weight here, buddy.
Well, I played at 195, and I'm about 198 right now.
Wow,
so,
good for
but
you.
Although it's constituted significantly different.
You know what is that? You weigh the same, but your clothes don't fit the same. What happened there?
Yeah, well, it's probably, you know, the 8-9 hours a day out on the field and doing the stuff and running and doing all that sort of stuff.
We are so proud of you. We have a treasure right here in Shasta, in Reading, and that is of the Colt 45s and Tiger Field. It's just, it keeps getting better. You know, you tweak it and it just keeps getting better.
And that's what we were talking about. Like, we're down here at this phase two of the reclamation of downtown Reading.
Right.
I was saying we're at the beginning of it. Well, you know, when I thought about it, when I see Rick, I realized, no, but you know what? We're in phase two. When they started doing the K2 and these other buildings,
mm-hmm.
You went down in part of this cultural district that we are all in, and
yeah.
You took back Tiger Field and the parks, South City Park.
We like to think that we've taken it back and improved it dramatically. But it's a battle every day. You know, we've probably lost about $3,000 or $4,000 worth of equipment, materials, and stuff like that the people still steal from us. You know, it's kind of like a chess game. We make a move, they make a move. You know, we buttress up this part of the field to keep them out, and they find another spot to get in and do different things. You know, yesterday they started taking nuts and bolts off of the new fences that we put up down there for security.
Why would they even do that?
It's just because they don't have anything else to do. You know, remember, the majority of the population that we have in our parks right now and on the city and on the rivers and stuff are not homeless people at all. These are people that the state of California have turned loose out of prisons. So they're prison mentality. They are felons that are out of prison. These are guys who have been sitting in jail cells on figuring out, what do I do? How do I get even with the next guy and that sort of thing? And so that's the mentality that you have out there. They're not homeless. I don't have any issues with the homeless people that are down there.
I call them feral humans.
Oh, well, you know, I just wish that people would understand that we do have very distinct populations.
We do have distinct populations.
And the felonious transients that we have, that the state of California, you know, most people would think that when you have overcrowding of prisons, you would build more prisons. And I know that it costs money, but I think our society is a safer place when you build more prisons because, you know, they're not going to – the recidivism rate is ridiculous. We've had 100 years of showing that these people don't change. The majority of them don't. Probably 85% of them don't change. So let's just go ahead. If they want to be locked up, keep them locked up. I'm sorry for sounding so hard, and I know there's a bunch of people out there that are going to be saying what a bad person I am for this. But there's just people in our society. I mean, look at it. They don't want to be held accountable for anything. The mission has all the services possible, and talking with Jonathan down there, there's 400 people who refuse to even sign or begin to adhere to any of the rules at the mission, so they can't be a part of it. So they're back in our, you know, in the creeks and on the rivers and in the parks.
Blaming society for this.
And blaming society for it. When there is an opportunity for them to do something.
Right.
And so, you know, my attitude now is as a city, we need to make life as uncomfortable for the felons as possible so that they'll find another community that will act like we're acting right now and making it more comfortable for them. Because they will move on. They will go.
Right.
And, you know, they take the path of least resistance.
Well, when we talk about Tiger Field, let's shift this thing a little
yes.
bit. When we talk about Tiger Field, let's just not go right into the first thing people want to
yeah,
go
right.
into
right.
is,
but you're right.
is the drudgery of the homelessness situation at Tiger
transients.
Field.
The
let's just yeah. shift it up and go, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Tiger Field Jewel, you and your wife, Patty, and your team have worked your butts off. Like literally worked off half of your body, like you said. No, I mean, that's in a positive way, is that, you know, what we need to do is we need to shift into the gratitude and the thanks part.
Yeah.
Now,
and we get that, Linda, every night at every game.
Yes.
When I see all those families coming in here with the little kids and they're running around in our park, they're out there playing, they're in the bocce ball area
oh,
of the ballpark.
It's so great.
Now. All the new improvements that we have, all the new lighting down there. The ballpark is always clean. That's one of the things that I'm fussy
yes.
about. It's always clean when people come in there.
And thank you for being fussy about it because you actually have clean toilets. Thank
well,
you.
We do the best that we can yeah. with them anyway.
You're not sticking stuff all over.
Yes.
So that, you know, and snow cones. I mean, where do you go anywhere and get snow cones? And just, really, you know, people smiling.
They're right.
In a very minimal fee for food or nominal fee. But we're gonna take a break. You're here for the hour, but what we really want to say and push out is if you haven't been to a Colt 45 game yet, there's still time in the season to get your Colt 45 fix, and
right.
we really want to see you do that. Number two is that we stream the show, and it's on. We have a live every game here on AM, so people can old school AM. But what's even great about that, Rick, is that you're always taking chances. You're trying something new.
Sure.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back from this break because, well, you can do a golf tournament.
Yeah.
You can do a pancake breakfast and you can do a car wash and you can do a,
right.
a barbecue bake sale.
A golf
but what
tournament.
Do you go
yeah.
do? You go hire one of the best bands that ever come out that has been around and you decide to bring them in to do a concert in Tiger Field,
right.
that's happening this Saturday.
Friday,
still
this Friday.
Friday, there's still some people don't really know about.
Right, right.
So we are going to hit that home when we come back.
All right.
And let's take an early break. Rick Bassetti's our guest here. We're coming right back in KCNR 1460.
Oh,
average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned, with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Son, there'll be peace when you are done.
Six Wire.
And they're going to be at Tiger Field Friday night.
Friday night at
Friday
7
night.
O'clock. Tickets still available.
In fact, tomorrow we're going to have Andy and Chuck Tilley. And I've known these guys. The band, I remember 25 years ago in Nashville. These guys have played on the Nashville. So there used to be a show called Nashville Star.
Right.
And they were the house band for that. Then each one of the guys have gone on and had like incredible solo careers, big songwriters. Chuck the drummer's played with Alabama. He's toured with Dolly Parton. I saw him in Sacramento at the Civic with Dolly Parton. I've never saw him with Alabama, but he's played with some of the greats. All these guys are such accomplished. They're like A players in the recording scene in Nashville. They write and they have this band. They've been together and they've got several albums out, but they're really known to, they're just great performers. So they're coming to Reading.
Right.
And so we're trying to really let you all be aware of the fact that this is something that's going to get you out of your seat and really make you happy, because you're going to hear a set from Journey with one of the former lead singers of Journey.
Right, Steve Aguirre.
Steve Aguirre.
Not Steve Perry,
not
Steve the new
Perry.
Guy, the guy in between.
Yeah.
And then
but
former...
But he sounds like
right.
Steve Perry. And,
right.
You know, and the new guy sounds
it sounds like both of them.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, yeah, especially, you know, journey stuff. I mean, we always end up
right
with, you know, you got to believe, you know, so. Yeah. Because
and then you've got Kansas.
Right. John Elefante. You're going to hear Carry On Wayward Son. You're going to hear Dust in the Wind, Point of No Return. I mean, Kansas was a super band in the, you know, the 80s, early 90s. Yeah. And John was in the middle of all that. So.
Well, you know, we commend you for going down to Palm Springs and thinking outside the box, and where it's starting to get like it's starting to get legs now, where people are hearing about it. Wow, well, this is, you know, Reading is going seems to be the last minute.
And
we
yeah
know, you know.
And, you know what? And I think they pride themselves on that.
I don't know.
I know because they hear it enough that they go, oh, okay. I'll
yeah,
just,
but when you're throwing a concert, you start to get nervous. Okay,
yeah.
Like it's like, how many seats do we have sold? So we want to get it out there. Let's talk about the packages.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a – and you can come down into the ballpark and buy them. I'll be there till 1 o'clock for the up till the concert happens, okay? So if you want to come in the morning, we have a youth camp going right now. So someone's there, and I'll be there till 1 o'clock.
Special event that's going on right now.
Special event that's going on right now. And so if you want to buy tickets, we have $40 tickets. Those are all the baseball seats, okay? You're going to be sitting in the same seats that all of our fans come to the baseball games and watch. The stage is going to be on second base, okay? It's going to be a raised stage. It's 36 wide, 24 deep. It's a nice, large stage for them. They have plenty of room to move around and everything. It'll all be lit. And then on the grass infield, you're going to have $50 seats. So if you want to be on the field, sitting on the grass that the guys play on, and watching the concert from there, it's $10 more. It's $50. So we do have $150 seats, and that's for a meet and greet or an eat and greet.
Eat, meet, and greet.
Yes, we're going to have
and drink.
We're going to have our barbecue that we're known for down there, the tri-tip chicken, ribs, all the other side dishes that come along with it. But you're going to be meeting the band at the dinner, and you're going to be greeting with the band at the dinner, and the two singers, too. So they'll be cycling through the crowd there, and you get to meet them. That's limited to 200 tickets. I think we have about 45 of those left. So if someone would like to buy one of those and be part of that, you're going to come to the ballpark at 5:45. And so you're going to have your hour up to about 6:45 with the band, having a nice meal. And did I mention also that it's all you can drink on that ticket as well?
It's open so bar.
It's an open bar for you.
But now open bar means beer and wine.
Beer and wine.
So all you guys are thinking about bringing it on? No.
Yeah.
Beer and wine.
Yeah. And you can't bring anything into the ballpark.
And nor should you.
So for those people who maybe are would like to sit in the seats where the fans have sat in the past, and they have $40, will there be food in the back like there usually is?
There's not going to be cooked food, but we'll have the snack bar open. So if they want to get the snack foods type things,
okay,
you know, we will have sodas available. We'll have all of the chips, and we'll have the popcorns and all that kind of stuff available. We're not going to run a barbecue crew.
Snow cones?
Right.
I'm not sure if the snow cones.
Okay.
Too bad.
Okay, we're just trying to get a visual of how that looks. Okay, so now you come in, you know, when we see the game, the band is on second base, so they're outfield.
Right.
And $50 gets you in the green, so you don't have the fence in front of you.
And you'll be in the shade at that point, by the way. 7 o'clock, you're in the shade.
Yeah, and so the concert doesn't start until 8.
Right.
The gates open at 7.
Okay. Well, so then it'll
gates open 7. You have time to get there. It's an open seating, so you buy your ticket, go find your seat, claim it.
But the 5:45 you say to be there for the people who spend the $150, the meet and greet, the all you can drink, the dinner.
Those are tables. They'll be set up out in next to our bocce area there in the shade. And they'll have a serving line. The people will all go through their serving line, take their food out, sit down. They'll get to say hello to Andy Childs and Steve Mandill and Chuck Tilley and all the rest of the guys out there, right? Mr. Howard, the bassist. And so, you know, and Steve and John will be walking through. They're all very affable people. I did get the chance to meet him when I was down there, and they all seem very accommodating. And so it's a little different atmosphere. It's going to be a little different. You know, I mean, we took a shot at it because it's going to be an outside concert. But if you talk to any of the people that's ever been to one of our games, once the sun gets off the field.
And this is a fundraiser.
Nice.
Let's talk about the fact
you know what? Let me say this is that, you know, 7 o'clock when it starts, the sun is, I mean, it's past you if you're in the home stands.
Right.
And then in another 15, 20 minutes, it's past, you're out in the field there.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like it's going to be, you know,
But this is the fundraiser. Yeah. Rather than doing the golf tournament, this is the fundraiser for the Cole 45s.
Yeah. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. Our monies go back into taking care of Tiger Field and South City Park's improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Since last year, we helped with the bocce courts. We put in two new security fences. There's a third security fence coming in, and then we were able to work with Caltrans and the city of Reading. And so the fence along Cypress is going to be raised to 8 feet, and so the people will not be able to run over to Safeway, steal their stuff, jump into the park, and, mm-hmm. and go back and forth. So, you know, we're trying to bring the park back to the people. And this money that we raise from this helps us do that. And, you know, it's a beautiful park.
You must be proud. I mean, you're a proud papa. It's just when you have these little babies.
The hiccups.
You know,
and stuff
like right now, this yeah. thing coming up this weekend is a really big first time.
Yeah. Event. Never done a concert before.
But
scary.
It's scary, but yeah. you know what? Like you said, that's why we're really pushing now to get the word out, because we know that
we've been talking about it, you know, off and on since the beginning,
right? Mm-hmm.
You know, for the last six weeks.
But it's here.
But it's here now, and it's time for it's time to get ready. It's going out and have a great time. And these guys are super.
Yeah, and don't worry about parking. There's like between the library, South City Park, Grape Street, and City Hall, there's over 1,000 parking spots.
Right.
Now, if you park at City Hall, it's a 5-minute walk to the front gate of Tiger Field. And if you've been to an Oakland A's game or a Giants game, you walk 20 minutes from wherever you park there to get to the front gate. And I tell you, this Friday night's front gate's going to be well worth a 5-minute walk. If you haven't seen them, go on to YouTube and search for Six Wire. You'll see a lot of their music. You'll want to be there. These guys can do it. And John and Steve both can just still sing. I mean,
they're great.
When I was down there, I was sitting there going, wow, because that's what you're worried about. You know, I mean, you got someone who's been singing them for a while. Is their heart still going to be there? And those guys' hearts were still full and going hard. And John's an entertainer as well. It's like the band is, you know, the band, they are entertainers.
They're not going to play with any schleps. I can tell you right now.
Right.
No.
Right.
These guys are A players. And so they expect, you know, they lift the bar for anybody. And I think that a lot of times people think, oh, do they still have it? Well, you know, Rick, look, you still got it in you. I mean, look what you're doing with this team. It's the best team. Yeah. Best team we've ever seen with the Colt 45s
this
year.
They're extremely offensive, and that's what I
33 runs in a game.
Well, that had a lot to do with the team. You know, they were at the end of a series with us. They ran out of pitching, and so that happens.
Yeah.
But this team does score runs, and you know, we're really pleased with it. You know,
they've had a good team this year. I mean, it really is. Yeah. I mean, those kids are they're nice kids too.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you know, we're. That's one of the goals of when you're recruiting and trying to bring these kids in here, because you're going to be putting them in with families, is that you don't know what you're going to get sometimes. And so it's really important that we try to impart to the kids, you know, you're on your best behavior here in our city. You represent us. And you come in to play for a team, but you don't understand that the 45s have been around for a little while, and we have a reputation, and we can't have anyone sullying it at all. And so far we've been very fortunate with that for the last number of years.
That's nice to hear. That makes me feel good. So there's like, you know, they're not.
Most of the families make connections with their kids.
Right.
You know, my dad has one this year. And he's 89.
Yeah. And doesn't Mike Huber? I mean,
he's got two. He's got two pitchers.
One left had to leave.
Okay.
Yeah. He's pitching for a D1 down in Louisiana. And they said, shut him down and send him to Louisiana. So, And Justin did really well for it. Justin O'Loughlin. You know,
yeah,
6'4", 230 pounds. Good kid.
Your pitcher has got a definite style.
Oh, which one?
Most of them.
The guy out of Alturas.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a style. We kept saying, look at this guy's style. He's, you know how he dances his own thing. You know what I mean?
Yep. Every pitcher has to find his rhythm.
Right.
Every guy has to find what it is that makes
him
tick.
Let's take a break, but here's the question. And you've been in baseball your whole life. And so over the last, let's just say, because you're just still a young man, over the last 80 years that you've been in baseball. No, I'm just kidding.
The majority of your life.
And then coaching, too. Which position has a tendency to have the most eccentric people? And I'll be right back after these after these messages.
With Rick Pacetti
for him to tell us that. And this is, I mean, from what you've observed over your time in baseball, which position has been usually the most eccentric type of players? We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane.
The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Here's some energy savings tips from REU, Reading's electric utility. Air conditioning is a significant part of your electricity cost in the summer. Setting your thermostat to 78 degrees maintains good balance between comfort and energy use. But did you know you can save up to 10% on your cooling costs for every 2 degrees you raise your thermostat? For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
That's exactly what you're going to hear on Friday night at the Six Wire concert, live here at Tiger Field. It's going to be Six Wire. It's going to be the guy who's like, Journey.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
Kansas.
You want to dance?
Kansas
well,
City.
Kansas. Yeah. You know what I mean, Kansas. Yeah, you're going to not care what it is because you're going to be standing
can
on they, your
can
feet.
Can people dance out there, too?
Oh, yeah.
I can run
oh,
off
yeah.
to the side and dance.
Oh,
and play a place to dance.
It's a baseball field.
Yeah, you can roll
you can
around.
Dance.
You can do flip-flops.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. Better known business, man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. Yeah, you know what? I love this place. It's where I get my hair cut. Cypress Square Barbershop, Ralph Athens. We're here with Rick Bassetti. And, of course, Linda is all pumped up because Six Wire's coming in, and she knows all the members of the band from when she was back in Nashville. And Rick Bassetti went down and picked them personally. Now, this
not
is a great band.
Not knowing the connection.
No.
Not knowing the connection, but this is a great band.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also having one of the lead singers from Journey.
Yeah.
And the lead singer from Kansas are going to be there. So they'll be doing at least two sets, plus other things they do.
Absolutely.
And if you listen to the music, you know what? Frankly, I don't, as Linda will tell you, my ear yeah. for music is, it goes beyond 10. It may be lead. But but when I hear the people, I can't tell a difference
right.
in there. Because, frankly, maybe it's because it's the same guys that
these
were singing.
These guys are all
it.
Super yeah. accomplished. Again, we're yeah. going to go back, and I'm going to just hey. Keep touting that these guys are all, and I lived in Nashville for 5 years, and Chuck played on my pop rock album. And Chuck is such an accomplished drummer. And so Six Wire is a group of, they've named the band, but they used to play all the time and play there was a guy who became the big star that was their lead, and I'm trying to remember his name. Sounds like Billy Joel, plays a piano.
Really?
That was their lead singer, and they all played with him and did weekend gigs.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm so impressed with Andy Childs. Everything that comes out of his mouth sounds like
they're
the
amazing.
Real deal.
They are the real deal. Yeah. So there they are touring America, and Chuck just played with Alabama. But so I'm looking online because he sends me these links, and they just played in Texas to 20,000 people.
Right.
So, you know, here we are. We get this opportunity, folks. Doesn't happen very often. That's all right. No problem. We get this opportunity. In fact, it's maybe the guy's calling now. No, they're going to call in tomorrow.
It's Andy Childs calling me.
Is
right
it?
Now. Yeah.
Oh, well, tell us, say hi to him and say we're going to expect you on the phone.
No, we're talking about him right now on KCNR 1460.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy. Maybe okay, his mic is off.
Okay, his mic is off. Oh, wait, you want his mic on? We can turn the mic on right now. Turn it back
so
on.
So they're going to be calling in tomorrow, though. But
yeah, I'm on the radio station promoting you guys. So when I saw it. So Linda says to say hello.
Hello. We'll say Linda who? Let's see. They knew me as Linda Regan.
Okay. Can I give you a call back as soon as we're finished up here? Or would that be okay?
So this is cool. All right. So.
Okay.
They're calling in tomorrow morning to promote the band, but we're here with Rick talking
about
it now.
You'll have something for him?
Yeah. Great.
Behind the scenes at a radio station.
I love it. Talk about live. Right. You know, so.
Thank you very much. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
And there's nothing that's more, I got to tell you, I love country music, you know, country stems, rock and roll, it all stems together. But I love country players. And they're, you know, these guys are, like I said, they're so accomplished. They're hardworking guys. They travel the world. And we're thrilled to have them here.
Well, that couldn't have been done any better, could it?
What did he say?
Oh, he was returning my call, you know, and so he said he's looking forward to the concert, and he hopes that we have a good turnout, and, you know, they're wound up. They're ready for a really
great.
Good show for us.
Great.
So, it's all good, and that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice
yeah.
to hear. That's nice
yeah.
to hear that they're going to be here.
Yeah, absolutely, and congratulations to you because, again, you know, so what's happening also with the Colt 45s? Let's talk about the concert. We're truly trying to get behind this fundraiser for the Colts because this is how you're able to keep that grass looking good and you're able to keep the safety and you're able to, like, to put the bocce balls, keep the bathrooms clean, do the little things, the little details, and I have to commend you that you guys take care of the details.
Yeah, well, that's part of our memorandum of understanding that we have with the City of Reading. You know, when we asked for that responsibility, they gave it to us that we maintain the field.
Mm-hmm.
So all the expenses, you know, we've done fertilizing programs, we've done overseeding programs on the grass out there. We've rebuilt the sprinkler systems at the ball field and stuff. We have new controllers. You know, Gus McIntyre came in and put in new controllers for us, things like that.
Yay, Gus.
Yeah, McIntyre Landscaping, big shout
mm-hmm.
out. You know, so it's been a community effort. And, you know, I think most people realize that. And then this year, you know, we had this construction thing where we added the extra seats. We raised up behind home plate and everything.
Oh, so great.
And that changes a little bit of the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Just that little bit there changed the atmosphere because now you feel like when you walk in, I'm walking into
a stadium.
A baseball field. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
stadium type thing. And, you know, I don't know how much more we'll be doing like that, but next year I plan on really doing more focusing on the marketing side again, you know, because this year we had a lot of partners who would sell tickets and we'd give them 50% of the tickets. You know, for
right.
the fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the Little Leagues did that this year.
Wow.
None of them.
I missed my laminate.
You know, and so I know. And
laminate.
A lot of people wanted their passes.
Because I'm a rock concert junkie.
Yes.
So I like my backstage pass.
And for people that don't understand what we're talking about, a season pass holders used to get a lanyard with a laminated card that said, you're special.
I know.
And you get to come in and this is your pass for the season. And this year we did more like Major League Baseball where you get a book of tickets
right.
for every game.
Right.
And that way if you wanted to share it with other people, you could just tear off tickets and say, here, go use our seats, sit at the game and that sort of thing. So, and the temperatures this year way, way higher than what we've had
wow.
in the past. You know, Humboldt Crabs are always a big weekend for us,
mm-hmm.
and that was that hottest weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That was at 113, 111, 105. And so that held down.
But they still suited up and went out there.
Yeah, the guys still went out and played the games, and we played the night games, and so that made it bearable anyway. So, but on the whole, everything's moving along. We're gonna be refocusing again now. No construction. We'll just continue to maintain the field. There'll be some painting up, sprucing up, paint jobs. You know, in the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to redo some of that, make it a little more enticing for people, and then also, you know, get the marketing going again. Get these other nonprofits and these other people using us to raise money for themselves.
So tell us, before we took the break, Carl had asked you, what's the weirdest yes. or kitschiest? I don't know exactly.
Eccentric. Which position always had the most, would you say overall would have the most eccentric baseball players?
Yeah, and that would be, and I think if you ask anyone, it's left-handed pitchers.
Left-handed pitchers
are like they operate in a world of their own.
Okay,
you know you have people. It's like they're just weird. I mean, if you watch them on TV, half of them don't wear their hat straight. The hat doesn't even go on their head right. I think it's because they're throwing from the other side of the world, type of a thing. You know.
Well, in you're Italian, so you'd probably know this, but yeah. the word for left in Italian. Is sinistre, you know, like sinister, sinistre. And well, I mean, and which I, you know, I remember that. I thought, well, that's kind of, that's a sinistre.
You know, like one of the famous crazy guys in baseball was Spaceman Bill Lee, right? And he's a left-handed pitcher. It's just left-handed pitchers, when you get in the game, you play in the game, and you see how these guys act and everything, it is different. They have the weirdest routine. Some of these guys do different things when they pitch, you know. Like Steve Carlton, no one could speak to him on days that he was pitching.
Okay.
Wow.
You did not speak to him. And then you did not sit next to him. He had a place where he folded up and put his jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And so you didn't approach him. You didn't speak to him. You know,
was in a zone. Everybody's got their own way that they prep.
Right.
And so I think as an artist, I understand that there's these little weird things. I just saw this on the Williams Venus, the Williams sisters.
Right.
And you know what she does? Like when she serves, she has to hit the ball five times. It's OCD.
Right.
And in between, she can hit three
times. She bounces it
five
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I'm saying is that's her little OCD prep. And as an artist, you start to understand that people have, you know, you don't move the cheese.
Right.
Ball field superstitions.
Yeah.
They're entrenched.
So, right.
Yeah. So what would have been like your quirky thing?
My game socks, in those days, you know, we wore stirrups, right? You wore the game socks, the high stirrups.
Uh-huh.
My game socks, I never washed them. Now, we wore socks underneath them, you know.
They
were called the long white socks.
Okay.
They were called sanitary socks, and you wore them underneath your game socks, your stirrups. And so my other quirk was I never wore used game sannies. So every night I had a brand new pair of sannies, and then I put my dirty game socks on over the top of those.
Okay.
And that was – and in 1979, I was one of six guys that didn't miss a game. I played 162 games the whole year. And so I didn't miss a game.
So did somebody ever take those socks and move your cheese?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not during the streak. They won't do that.
No.
I mean, accidentally
guys respect that.
Okay.
However, there was a quick story, and I'll try to share it with you.
Oh, no, we got time here.
A left-handed pitcher, Al Hrabowski. He was known as the Mad Hungarian. He had
the big black mustache.
And when I was with the Cardinals, he had his routine. He was the relief. He was the closer. He was the guy that's going to come in and shut down the game right at the end. So he'd come down like in the seventh inning, and he'd bring his jacket and his glove, and he'd put his glove on the bench down there in the bullpen and put his jacket on top of it, and he'd walk back to the dugout and go up in the clubhouse, get a cup of coffee, and then he would come back in the next inning, and he would sit down there, right? So we're in St. Louis, and he does this, and I'm sitting down there just screwing around because I wasn't playing, and I was just messing around with the guys down there. And they had this big old staple hammer thing that they used to keep the staples down on the turf when the turf would come up. So I took his jacket off, I opened up his glove, and I put like three of them through the palm of his glove into the wooden bench, and then I closed it, and I put his jacket back on top of it. So he goes down, he sits down there, right, and his routine, he doesn't touch anything until Claude Osteen was the pitching coach. And Claude, he leans out of the dugout, and the manager says, "Get Hungo up." So he sits down and he goes, like this. You know, he puts his left hand up in the air and he goes like this. And Hungo jumps up and he, like this. And he takes his jacket, puts it down. And he grabs his. And he's sitting there, starts pulling, trying to get this glove out of. Oh, he was some kind of upset.
I bet.
He was big too, right?
No, he
wasn't that big.
Hungo wasn't really that big. He just threw real hard.
Oh, okay.
And so Tommy Underwood, who's another one of my buddies, he was sitting down. He goes, "Here, Hungo, use mine." So he had to use Underwood's glove because he had this thing where he rubbed the ball and he fired into his glove and spin around and stare down the pitcher, you know, or the hitter. You know, he had that thing. So. Yeah, so sometimes they do mess with your routines.
Yeah.
But he got the guys out, and everything was cool.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, so he comes back, and he throws four wild pitches. He hits the mascot. You know, he hits the announcer with a thrown ball, and he goes, "What's the matter?" Bassetti.
Stapled my glove.
Stapled my glove down. How can I pitch? So what was your nickname?
Bo.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just short for my last name.
Yeah. So right. That was your call sign.
That was a nice nickname.
Yeah.
Do they have bad nicknames? Ones they can't really repeat?
Yeah, probably. There was a lot of those in the clubhouse. In the clubhouse. You know, like the green room, right? There were a lot of things that you can say, you know, off camera type of thing. So
speaking of the clubhouse, I mean, you've got that clubhouse now. I mean, that is just absolutely fabulous there for the players and for other people to come through there.
Yeah, it has turned out to be very, very nice. And, you know, everything in there was donated.
Yeah.
You know, we've got everything in there for the comfort of the players has been donated by the community. So there's no showers. I want people to understand there's no showers, anything like that. But we have lockers in there for 35 guys to dress in.
Mm-hmm.
And they can leave their bags there and all that sort of stuff. So they don't have to carry stuff back and forth like Little League, you know, to their host family.
Their little bag with your bags
right.
And everything.
You know, Carmona's gave us the washing machine stuff down there. So their stuff gets washed for them.
Yeah.
That's
and it's
cool.
Hanging in their lockers when they come back the next day.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, that's cool.
We've got refrigerators down there if they want to bring their food, you know, to have something to eat after the games.
After they depleted the refrigerator of the host family.
Right. We have a range down there and a microwave if they want to cook warm something up. We use it when we do our cooking and our catering. You know, there's a nice big screen TV that Clyde's gave us.
Infinity Home chairs to sit there.
People next to you, Infinity Home Services, you know, gave us the stereo system down there for it. You know, so there's just all that stuff came together. It's a community place. And the kids do appreciate it. They don't outwardly show up much, but I always remind them of it. I said, "So where did you play your ball last summer?" "Oh, I played for the South Bay Storm." I go, "So what was your field like?" "Well, we didn't have a field. We played wherever we could play." And I said, "Well, you didn't have a locker room then?" "No, we didn't have a locker room. So you didn't have anything like this?" No. And I said, "And how many games did you play at home?" "Well, we didn't really have a home, but we played home games. We were home team maybe like half, and we were on the road half." I said, "Well, we're home 40 games."
Wow.
You know, and we're on the road for three. So
that's this week?
Yeah. They take off this week, and that's why we picked this week
for
the concert to be
right
there.
We can sit in our chairs.
Yeah, we're going to have a quick break, and we'll be right back for our last segment with Rick Pacetti and Colt 45s. But also, you know, the first time here, and this is, you know, that's when we talk about Colt 45s, we talk about the reclamation of South City Park. Let's just be straight here. Mm-hmm. We've reclaimed South City Park. People can come out there. They can sit out there. The fight's not over yet. I shouldn't say the fight,
but the
challenges are not over yet. But so much of it has changed dramatically under the eye of Rick Pacetti and the Colt 45s because he needs to – he, as a citizen of our city – he's taken a look at it. He has gathered together a group of men and women that want to keep South City Park clean and open. We don't have to worry about syringes in the sandbox and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and so they've done that, and they've done it with baseball and caring. And this team is a great team that comes in. They don't get any money. They come in to play. They're from college. So all of this stuff is from the largest of the heart of not only Rick and Rick Pacetti, but also of the other people that come through here.
Our community.
So this is our fundraiser. Mm-hmm. This is our fundraiser to help keep this thing going with Six Wire, which is a great band. And then Steve Algieri, who is a former lead singer of Journey, is going to be here. And also the former lead singer of Kansas. John Alavante. They're all going to be here. Friday. The tickets range from $40 to $150.
Right.
$40 gets you in there and where you can get good seats and you can see. $50 gets you out on the field. $150 gets you there at 5:45 where it's eat, drink, and, you know, I mean, this is an open bar, of course, beer and wine,
right.
And to meet, greet, and have dinner with the band.
The band.
It's called Rock the Tiger Outdoor Concert, baby.
And that's it. We'll be right back.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Just a small town girl.
Here you go.
This is the way we always finish up.
Yeah. Is it?
It is. This is the last. I always play the song at the end because it's Don't Stop Believing.
Now they can hear it live.
They can hear it live.
Friday night. Just a
city. Yeah, every day we finish with this, Don't Stop Believing, because that's kind of like our saying here.
Mantra.
It's our mantra here at the station because, yeah. I mean, gosh, for 8 years we've been fighting it out. Yeah, I mean, you know, small town and, you know, privately owned radio station. We've had the honor here to be with our town for this long. We broadcast every one of the Colt 45's games because it's just
– This is the fifth year?
It's the fifth year. Fifth year. And we do the football games, high school football games. People love it. So, or so they say. But I think they do. And, you know, there's so many great things about this town. And Colt 45s is just one of them. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning, buddy.
Hey, how are you, Carl, Linda? Hey, Rick, I got a quick comment for you.
Okay.
You're one of the finest citizens and movers and shakers in this whole area, and I just wanted to give you my appreciation, and what you're doing is just remarkable.
Well,
thank
you, Billy Bob.
That's all I want to say. I'll let you guys go.
Wow. That's a nice way to start off a day, Billy Bob. Thank you.
We get a lot of people like that out there that appreciate things. You know, and a lot of times, Rick, you don't hear it, but we hear it. You know, when we're talking about something, you know, I have yet ever to hear a negative part about that. You know, and I realize the slings and arrows that you took when you first started doing this. But since then, you know what? There hasn't been, and I talk to a lot of people, as you can imagine, whether I want to or not. But there hasn't been one person that's ever said anything negative about what you're doing at Colt 45s. And this is the time, my friends, is a time then, if you believe in that.
Yeah.
You don't need, it's not going to cost you
$150
to come in.
$40 to come out, listen to 2 hours of fantastic music.
And you can dance if you want to. You can sit there, you can have a couple beers and sit out there in good seats and be able to watch a band that tours nationally.
We're going to put 5-foot aisles out on the field too, so in between the rows. So people have room to jump up if they want to do a little dancing. Plus, you're on a baseball field. We're not going to have, the aprons, the stuff in front of the dugouts and stuff like that. That area, that grassy area, that's not going to be covered with seats. So you'll be able to dance out there too. The music's going to be prime. It is going to be such an event. And I just like to see, 1,500 people. If we can get 1,500 people out there, that'd be fantastic.
Well, we've got a lot of people that show up for baseball games, and here's your chance.
Yeah.
And you know what? Here's your chance to see more.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. You know what? Okay, so the fundraiser, the money goes to, and it's a 501.
Right.
So, it's not like you have people taking salaries or things like that.
We actually have payroll this year.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you pay your coaches, pay your, and then we decided this year on positions that it's hard to have volunteers at, the everyday cooking type of stuff, you know, the people selling the certain aspects of our stuff there. So we hired a bunch of high school and college kids. And so, that's where our payroll has gone to.
And part-time work. Yeah, but you know what? But that's the kind of stuff. And I understand that.
They get to put some money in their pockets.
Yeah.
The money is going to go back into the facility there. We've got some plans on I would like to see Tiger Field become the premier baseball facility in Northern California when it comes to the field condition. And so if anyone wants to play a championship there, they play championship games there. You have a venue where you can have a gate and you can have concessions and you can cook food and do that sort of thing. And Reading deserves that. We're a baseball town. And we're showing that to people, and we have been showing that to people for the last 4 or 5 years. And so we're just going to continue to make it better. Last year we shared over almost $35,000 with other nonprofits.
Okay, think about that. Now, I know of many of the nonprofits go out there, they take half the tickets, or they take the tickets, mm-hmm. and they sell them. They get half of what's coming in.
Right.
And they make money. Veterans organizations, Haven Humane, many others.
Right. Well, we even have some philanthropic people who purchase 20 season passes. Okay, and then I'm directed to give 10 of those to the Veterans Home.
The Veterans Home out there, of course,
on
Knighton Road.
They have 10 season passes, and so you'll see these guys come out. They'll bring them out to the ball game, and they'll be there. They usually don't stay the whole game, but some of these guys, in their upper 80s, and they fought for our country, and they sacrificed a lot.
It's warm out there, too.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's a nice environment. Patty and I both get our biggest charge after the game. I always like, especially when we win, we play happy,
right.
from Pharrell. And people, they'll be bopping a little bit as they walk out the door. And then, and this year when we have lost, we play Merle Haggard's song, the baseball song. Have you heard Merle Haggard's baseball song?
Well, I've only been there when we won.
Okay. Well, good.
I've been there when we won,
Merle's song is a really great song, and it's not a downer or anything. That's the way baseball goes,
Yeah,
and
it is.
So, but you see those people, and occasionally people stop and say, hey, thank you. My kids really enjoyed this. Or, thank you. The park was really clean. It's really comfortable here. Thank you.
Attendance has grown every year.
Yeah, this year I don't think we're going to meet last year's. I know we're not going to meet last year's. The live walk-in hasn't been anywhere near what it was last year.
Heat. It has been killer.
It's been
out
a hotter
there.
Year than last year. Remember last year how mild June was last year? Last year June was really mild. And so our walk-in was really good.
Yeah.
But, it'll be another year or so, and people realize that even on days when it's – who'd we have in the pavilion the other night? We had Patients Hospital came out and had our pavilion. They had – 90 people in the pavilion, and it was the day it was 104, and it was all in shade, the pavilion area down there.
Yeah, all in shade.
It's all in shade down there. They're sitting on grass. They go, this is really comfortable. This is really nice. And they had a great night.
Yeah.
James and it was funny because Dr. Tate, he said, just run a tab for everybody on everything. And so his people, they just ran a tab on everything, and it was nice. And the people loved it, and they had a good time. The kids were getting involved in all the games that we have between innings and things like that. So that's when it is rewarding. That's when it is rewarding, Carl. And, you know.
You've never quit, Rick.
No?
No, well, I don't.
I mean, your life is not one of just rainbows and
no.
What's the other thing? But
yeah.
But
butterflies
yes. And rainbows. It's not like that. But you've achieved something that a lot of people thought could never happen, and you're not finished with it yet. Nor has your drive.
Well, you know, that's why. It was so scary when we first took on this concert, because I know nothing about concerts, and I know I've made mistakes, and whether it's going to happen or not, God only knows. But the guys were telling me, the guys I'm talking about, Six Wire and Andy Kerr, who is the promotions guy, the group that we hired them through, said, you know, these guys love to come back. They love to go to someplace, establish something, and give us.
It's a good idea. That's a good idea.
And I said, "Boy, I hope we can. I hope we can do justice well enough to where you would like to come back."
Well, we'll get enough video and sound video on this that we can be using that for Facebook next time they come through and say, "Hey, look, this is what you missed." Hey, Rick Bassetti, Colt 45. Thank you and Patty so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Carl, Linda. Really appreciate all your help.
You.
And the tomorrow, Sheriff Basenko's on. Why aren't we using that money to send people to jail? We'll be right. Well, everybody have a great day. Stay cool out there.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he regrets the efforts in the Senate to repeal and replace Obamacare have failed. And now he says it is time to take a different approach.
In the coming days, the Senate will take up and vote on a repeal of Obamacare combined with a stable 2-year transition period as we work toward patient-centered healthcare.
McConnell with a reminder that the majority of the Senate voted to pass the same bill in 2015, but President Obama vetoed it. The effort to pass the GOP bill failed last night when two more Republican senators said they could not support it. House Republicans have unveiled a 10-year budget blueprint that would dramatically